Hey, moms and dads, welcome to the Nurturing Parent Podcast. Today, for episode number 101, we are talking about spanking. This might be triggering for some of you if you were hit as a kid. And if you were, I'm very sorry. And sometimes we bring the ways that we were raised into our parenting. And so in this week's episode, we will be talking about spanking. I was spanked in Hispanic households. It's pretty common. You might get threatened with el cincho or la chancla, or maybe just even the hand. And so we're going to dive into, does it work? Does it not work? And if you were raised this way, you might just be conditioned to want to spank. I definitely thought I was going to be spanking my kids, because I know that sometimes my dad would threaten me with it, and that would scare me and make me want to stop. So sometimes it's just the only thing we know to get them to stop. And so I think you know where we're going with this, but let's dive deeper into this topic and let's get into it.
Hey, Mama, welcome to the Nurturing Parent Podcast. Do you want to end the constant battles for bath time? Do you find yourself emotionally exhausted at the end of the day? Do you wake up with big hopes for a smooth day of fun with your little ones, only to face an early morning meltdown because you peeled their banana the wrong way?
Silly you.
Silly you.
Hey, I'm Serena. I'm a mama of two little ones, and as a new mama, I constantly question myself. I wanted to make sure I was raising respectful kids while also building a strong bond with them. But I discovered that I had to unlearn my ideas that punishment was the way. With Amalisa's encouragement, I've been practicing a respectful and gentle parenting approach, which is strengthening our bond as a family.
And hi, I'm Amalisa. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma. And I have over 40 years of experience in child care and parent coaching. And I am so excited to share the knowledge I've gained over these years with you.
Together in this podcast, each week, we will explore some easy to implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family.
Okay, today's question, to spank or not to spank? That is the question. And my question for you, listener, and for you, Mama Serena, did you get spanked as a child?
Yes, I was spanked by my grandma and my dad. And my dad will not admit that he spanked me, which is pretty funny.
That's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. And I'll interject here that I was once hit by a partner in my adult life, slapped across the face. And I can still, to this day, that was decades ago, I can still remember the movement of my head when I got that hit on my face, and it whipped my head sideways. And when I tried to talk to him about it later, he denied that it happened. Same as your dad is denying that he spanked you. I talked to my doctor about it and I said, why is he like lying to me? And she said, no, he's probably not lying. But when we hit another human, whether it's our child in your case or another adult in this case, we often, our brains do something, and it was very long, long time ago, I can't remember what it was, but our brains do something where we actually cannot handle having that memory, so we block it out. So that's really interesting to me, because I've read about that, where parents will deny when they get, you know, their children come to them and say, hey, like, I didn't like being spanked, or let's talk about what happened in my childhood, and parents will deny it. So it's really interesting. You have that lived experience, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you. And I'm curious, from firsthand experience, what did that feel like to get spanked? If you can go back in your mind, in your memory of being that little kid, you know, did it make you want to do what that person wanted you to do or not do? Did it make you want to retaliate? Did it make you feel aggressive? Did it make you feel scared? Like, what were the sensations for you?
Well, it was depending probably on how aggressive he would say it when he was threatening me with a spank. I know sometimes it would make me want to taunt him even more and see how far I can push him. And I know with my grandma spanking me, my abuela, I remember when she spanked me for cutting my hair, my cousin's hair, my sister's hair, when it wasn't even me, it was my cousin. And I remember vividly her taking me into the bathroom, pulling my pants down and spanking me. And then later on when my cousin left and I said, it really wasn't me that cut the hair, she was like, I know. And I just remember feeling like, what? Like, if you knew, why would you hit me? And it made me just lose a lot of respect as a little kid for my grandmother. But
who you loved.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my dad spanking me, when he would, it would scare me and make me not want to do it. So that is why I thought I would go into my parenting journey using spanking as well.
Because it made you scared and not want to do what he was telling you not to do, why he was spanking you.
Yeah.
So we're going to look at the problems with spanking. And just before we get there, I want to just look at this whole idea of when we get spanked, when you got spanked, how that was for you. And thank you for sharing that with us. Because I think that you, listener, you also may have gotten spanked, may have some memories. And I'm guessing that most of the memories that revolve around your this being spanked episodes are not really great memories. Is that right?
Yeah, they're not great.
They're not great. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember being spanked, so I just can imagine that a child would not feel happy in any way. I want to look at just quickly, I brought up this hit that I got from a significant other. So if a spouse hit you or physically hurt you in some way, you know, let's look at how you would feel then and what you might do then, hypothetically. Repeated hitting by a spouse is called spousal abuse. Sometimes people get restraining orders against another adult who has been aggressive towards them. Sometimes those people end up in jail for spousal abuse. So why do we think that it's okay to hit our children? When it's not okay, we've come to a place in our society where it's not okay to be hit by your spouse, right? Like, pretty much everybody, I think, knows that now.
Yeah.
And here we're looking at these tiny little bodies, depending on how old they are. But, you know, children, I'm guessing, start being spanked when they're toddlers. They're a third the size of us, height-wise. I don't know, a quarter of our weight, whatever, right? And how is it okay to hit those tiny little people who depend on us, who look up to us, who we are guiding through life, you know? And I think one of the ways that we have made it okay is by calling it something other than hitting. Even the word spanking, it's like, oh yeah, kids get spanked. Like, it's kind of a given. You have a different name for it in your culture.
Pow pow.
Pow pow.
Yeah. Pow-pow. You want a pow-pow? You want a pow-pow?
Yeah. Yeah. And so somehow that's somehow okay. Better than you want me to hit you? Because if you said to your child in the grocery store, you want me to hit you, you know, you might get arrested. And I just also wanted to say, listeners, if you are a parent who spanks or a parent who has spanked, we're not here to make you feel guilty or regret what, you know, the choices that you've made. And we are hoping that by giving you some more information, that you may be able to make some different choices moving forward. Right.
And I'd like to even add into that, just threatening with hitting, because like my husband does not hit the kids, but when he wants them to listen and he can't get it, that's what he'll resort to, because that's what a lot of Hispanics grow up with. That's how we're going to get you to do what we want you to do.
And that is the point right there, is that how we grow up with it in our culture, in our family, not just Hispanics, but yes, the Hispanic culture has more of it than, say, the Caucasian culture. There's also a correlation between income levels, where the lower income among us tend to have more spanking in their families. We have less resources at our fingertips when we're in those lower income brackets, right? Those kinds of things. But the point there about that, that's how they raise their kids in this culture, spanking our children has been largely accepted in society for generations. And it's hard to change ingrained societal patterning. And that's what I wanted to point to there. It's hard to change, and it's not impossible. I wanted to point to episode number 54, acknowledgement of when we feel like we're screwing up our kids, and acknowledgement can help repair. So if you are going to try and change that behavior, if you have been a parent who spanks, I would love you to listen to that episode and learn how to move forward in a new way with your children by acknowledging that you've been doing it differently and now you're going to try something new. Okay. What exactly do we mean by spanking? It might be like you talked about, a slap on the bum, either a bare bottom or not. It might be with the back of, with the palm of a hand. It could be with a ruler, a belt, or a switch, or what did you say? Oh, the flip-flop.
Yeah, la chancla.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one, but that makes sense for the Hispanics who come from, you know, Middle or South America. It could be a slap across their hand, but really, it is to inflict physical pain or discomfort by a person in position of authority. So whether it's a parent, a grandparent, an aunt or an uncle, like whoever it is. So let's look at what are the problems with spanking. Why not spank? Number one, it doesn't work. Now, some of you might argue, oh, yeah, no, it works. Like you said earlier, Serena, when your dad spanked you, you really didn't like it. So you were like, okay, I better try not to do that again.
Yeah.
In the short term, sometimes we can feel like it's working. Did you have a response there?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A family of blue people from the bright yellow planet take a fantabulous summer vacation trip all over the universe. Young Haon gets kidnapped by giant rats, and the whole family almost gets danced to death in outer space, but they still manage to go to intergalactic beaches, county fairs, nightclubs, motels, and they go shopping. On the podcast, I'll read from my middle grade novel version, and I'll play songs from the album. So come hear Space Vacation, the musical, and remember, the universe is like a song.
The universe is like a song.
No, but I also wanted to say that what I would probably do then is do it behind his back and just try to not get caught.
Thank you. Exactly. Yes. We're going to look at all the things that happen to the child in their psyche. And that's one of them, is we become devious. We become more clever at not getting caught. That's not what I think we're trying to teach our children. No. If we spank them, right? We want them to do what we say because we said so, and otherwise you're going to get a spanking. Yeah, no, that's not actually what's happening. So in the long term, spanking doesn't work. There is zero evidence that it is a positive, has any positive outcomes, actually. And these are all from scientific studies. You can, you know, look it up wherever you want to look it up in scientific websites and things, but there is zero evidence that it actually is helpful. Here's some of the things that point to it not being helpful. And number one for me is that it breaks the connection that we have with our child. We are always talking to you about connection, 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 being the foundation of a nurturing parent relationship. If you are nurturing and then you turn around and hit, it's very confusing for that young child's brain, and it breaks the connection. It can also lead to an escalation of aggressive behavior. It can cause defiant behavior. There's even some studies that have linked it to dating violence. So when your child becomes a teenager, late teenager, young adult, in their dating relationships, they may be violent. And why is that? How do these two go together? Because when children learn from us, we've said many, many, many times that children learn through our modeling behavior. What we want them to learn through our behavior, because that's what they're doing always, right? They're watching us. They're learning from us. What a child learns when we hit them is, number one, that hitting is okay. And number two, that hitting is an acceptable, quick fix for a problem that might be happening. So, you know, fast forward 10 or 15 years and your child is in a dating relationship now and they come across a problem. They don't, like, spanking doesn't get left in childhood. What happens to us in childhood stays with us throughout our lives unless we take on healing it, right? Like we talked about with one of our beautiful guests a few episodes ago. But in that dating relationship then, you know, if we've learned that hitting is a quick fix for a problem and you're having a problem with your partner, then hitting might fix it.
Or even that it's an acceptable behavior. And then when you're in the relationship and you get hit.
Yes.
Why would you call 911? Why would you tell anybody?
Yes. Thank you. Because that is hardcore reality right there. If you're spanking your child, I want you to, you know, really look at this deeply. And I want you to think, would you be okay with that child in 15, 20 years, even whatever? Would you be okay with your child being in that adult relationship where either they are hitting their partner who they love, or they are being hit by their partner who they love? We love our children. It's not okay to hit them. Period. Right? We teach by our example. We model behaviors we'd like to see. When we hit, it's almost always, 99% of the time, it's a reaction in the moment. We are frustrated, we are angry, we are at our wits' end, and we go to the spanking place, right?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. None of us make good choices when we act out of frustration and anger and in the heat of the moment. And that, again, works in our adult relationships. If our parent, we are the adult, and our parent does something that triggers us and pisses us off, it's like we might say something in that moment, if we're not careful, that we will regret. If your spouse or your partner says something or does something that irritates you, you really have to go, okay, hold on. Let me get myself together here before I react. Right? So when we are spanking, it is almost always out of reactionary place. So what does that point us to? That points us to the need for self-regulation. This is a self-regulation issue, not a discipline issue. As we've talked about a number of times in a number of episodes, our children's brain development is such that they are not yet able to self-regulate. They actually need us to regulate ourselves so that they can co-regulate with us. Co-regulate. Exactly. I think there's a past episode that you wanted to point to there.
Yes.
Co-regulation.
Yep. Episode number 51, 5 ways to self-regulate yourself in the midst of chaos. It's a great episode. Yeah.
There we go. Okay. So we'd love you to go have a listen to that if you're trying to change this behavior. Or like you pointed out, Serena, the threatening to hit or threatening any other threats. If you find yourself threatening, give that episode another listen for sure. So we want to be intentional with how we respond to our children. That's our aim. Okay. And just before we go into other things we can do, I wanted to point out that not only can it lead to aggressive behaviors throughout a child's life and into their adulthood and through their adulthood, here's a few other negative things that us hitting our children can lead to. It can lead to depression, to anxiety, to substance use and abuse, to children and teenagers taking risky behaviors, really, you know, doing a lot of risky behavior stuff, and even to suicidal tendencies. Depending on how much aggression is being dealt to the child, but also on the overall circumstance of life that they're living in. But all of these things will be possible for a child who is spanked. Even if you think, well, I'm not, you know, spanking them all the time, I want you to look at, why are we spanking them at all? Right? And also physical health problems. And it can lower their ability to succeed academically, their mental abilities, their cognitive abilities. Like, it just overall, when you look at all those things, that overall picture, it points to a lack of connection, which supports brain development, which supports cognitive development, which supports physical development, all those things, right? So let's look at, sometimes we go from here into, you know, why not to do it, here's the problem with it, into what to do. And we want to not give you too much more time here because it's a heavier topic. It's a harder topic to listen to. Some of you may be feeling a bit triggered. So what we thought we would do is just end off with 2 or 3 more possible episodes to point you to, because we've talked about a lot of things that can support you in changing these behaviors.
So those are 45, connection before correction. That was a replay from our 4th episode, but 45 is better because it's a little updated. And then episode 77, consequences versus punishment. So you get a little bit of a better understanding
about punishment and why it doesn't work, right?
Yes.
And spanking and hitting our children is one of the top forms of punishment. It's called corporal punishment, you guys. And when you hear it like corporal punishment, if you just stop using the word papow, you know, and Serena, maybe you say the next time your husband threatens with a papow, you can say, really, you think corporal punishment is the answer for our children? It's such an intense term in my brain, you know, so maybe that would help just to take the word spanking out or papow out and use that corporal punishment instead. And in it, that might make you think twice. And just before we wrap up for today, I also wanted to say, for me, what I see in the world today is that children are not getting two things that are hugely needed in our children's lives. And that is tons of time for free play. And the other thing is adequate, like a lot of time outdoors, an hour a day, minimum 2, 3, 4 hours a day, if possible. Episode number 70 will take you to some ideas around that. And the reason I want to bring those up is because some of the difficult behavior that you're dealing with may be because your children don't have the free time and the outdoor time in which to process their lives and the stresses that they're experiencing in their lives. Like we've said before, our children do experience stress and they just need time to process the world around them. They're learning so much. Okay. So episode number 79, fostering independent play, might be really helpful. And of course, authoritative parenting 101, episode number 71, that will give you a reminder of the underpinnings of what we mean by being a nurturing parent. And I wanted to say, if you have been spanking, if you want to shift away from that kind of parenting and you're having a hard time with this, please reach out to us. Email, messenger, or direct message on Instagram. We're here for you. I can help you. I can coach you. We can have some coaching sessions, or just ask some more questions and I'll give you whatever I can to help you, because we're really dedicated to all of you knowing that there are other ways and that spanking doesn't have to be part of your parenting package. All right. Well, we hope that was okay for you. We hope you learned some important details that you might have needed. And we hope you will reach out to us if you need more support. And we want you to know we are non-judgmental and we totally love you.
All right, let me share with you my takeaways from this week's episode. Number one is, think about the example that you are setting for your kids. Because when we are hitting them, we are showing them that hitting is okay, it's an acceptable behavior, and that hitting is a solution to a problem when it's not. Which brings me into number two, is that hitting does not work. And why? Because it's breaking our connection. And we always talk about connection before correction. That's the foundation to it all, is having that strong connection. And when we hit them, we're breaking that connection. And lastly, number three, is that hitting is a reaction. And if I want you to take anything away from this week's episode, is that hitting is a reaction. It's not a discipline issue, it's a self-regulation issue. And if we need to work on our self-regulation, like mentioned in the episode, we have an episode on that, which is number 51, 5 ways to self-regulate yourself in the midst of chaos. And I'm not shaming you if you did hit. We can't go back in time and change that. What's done is done, but you can learn better and do better. So if you have not listened to the episodes mentioned previously, they will all be linked in the show notes. And I recommend that you listen to all of them. And I think number 51 is the strongest one that we can listen to try to change this behavior. So that's all in the show notes again. And we thank you so much, moms and dads, for joining us. We will see you next week on Halloween when our next episode will release. And that's going to be about how scary sugar really is.
Ooh.
Give that a listen to next week. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you got something out of this episode, we would love if you can just drop us a review on Apple Podcasts. That will help other parents find us. And that's what we want. We want to reach as many parents as we can so that we can give them the support that they're looking for. So thank you and take care.